We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the bottom line. We had here a Machloikis, Rav Yossi, really, and the Tanakama. Rav Yossi is not in the Mishnah. The Gemara brought down Rabbi Seinu with Ruli Nase, which means like this. If someone said, Areza Gitech, and Lebasi Bekani Jebez Chaydish, says, I'm going to give a get, if I don't come back in 12 months, and he dies within 12 months, even though he never came back, it's ain't a get. Why? Because get Lachamisa. But the Gemara said, Fir Rabbi Yossi, since he wrote his man in the star, so it's in the get, so it's Gilu Yisem Mahayoim. Mahayoim, in Macy, or Mahayoim, if I don't come back after 12 months, it should be a get, therefore it's Chal from today, so it's Chal. So Abaya qualifies this halacha. Omar Abaya, I call my mechad omar likish a timtza because likish a teitze chama min artika lichi nafka kamala. Which means when you say that there'll be a get when the sun comes out, so that means when the sun comes out lichi nafka kamala. Vichi mayis belaylo. If the person dies at night, I have a get lachamisa. Get lachamisa and zog Rashi. So is the top Rashi. V'gabim mastisim nami. Hareza gitech lekushloy tovel achashne masachodesh lav getu. It's not a get, but lekula mismach as mani shal star mechiyachalov. The behedi om lekushloy avoy yehi get avoloy ma'achshav. So the way Rashi learns is that Abaye is saying that when you say likish teitze, it means when that happens. When that happens is after misa. So that's pshat why it's after misa. And it's mashma Rashi that even according to Rabbi Yossi, that would be the halacha. Even though we hold zman shtar mechichalov, but here you said it's only mechal later on. Amanas, and we'll speak something out on that soon. Amanas, this he says amanas teitze cham natiko, that I'm giving you a get b'tnai that the sun comes out. So the ma'achshav kamalei. Then it means ma'achshav. The Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav. Kol Oima Amnasko Ma'achshav. We had a bunch of times already. The Rav Huna says b'shem Rebbe. Omar Huna Omar Rebbe. Just say Kol Oima Amnasko Ma'achshav. Loi nechku. What's the machlokes Rav Yosi and Rabbanan? Lo nechku. But im teitze. Marisav alak Rav Yosi. Domas ma'achshav shar mechichalav. If you say im teitze, if the sun comes out, or im I don't come back after 12 months, so then the machlokes is. If is a ma'achshav here or not? According to Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Zman Shtar Mechichalav have like Kemayoyim and Meisi, Kemachshav and Meisi. Mar Lo Yisav Lo Rabbi Yosi, but have like Kim Meisi Greida. Mechlekes is here where you said the lashon of Im Teitze or Im Loi Basi or Im Meisi. So there, if it's not ma'achshav, so then like the Mishnah said earlier on, Daf Ayin Beis, Im Meisi means after Misa, so it's a get lacha Misa. But if you put in the word ma'achshav, then it's ma'achshav amesi, then it's good. And a fear of Yesi is ma'an shoshtar mechiyachalav always is ki'ilu I said mehayoyim. So it's mehayoyim amesi, it's a good tonight, and the get is chal. So al-kaponim, that's the three cases we have in the Mishnah. When you say l'kishtetze, when it means it's going to happen, then it's after Misa. If it's amenas, then it's ma'achshav. If it's just im mesi, if it's im, then it's talim chagash of Yesi and the Rabbanon.
What's the story? The guy's standing where and saying when?
He's standing right now at the time. That doesn't change. Like every time. Whatever he's doing, standing.
It's a night and night day. It's the same Zman in the Shtar.
No, when he's saying it's not, the Zman in the Shtar is not a gay for the case of Chama. That's why I spoke at Rashi. It's not a gay because of Chama. Chama is just saying what the words mean. Likish Shetetze. When is the Chal? When the sun comes up. Not doesn't say anything about. Doesn't say anything about Rabbi Yosi in that case. With the case, the Tzusot Rabbi Yosi is a case of 12 months. Let's work with that case, like Rashi says. The case is 12 months. The point is the lashon. When you say likish should happen, that means when it happens. When you say almanas, it means ma'achshav. And when you say im, then it means. Im Macy. That's what it means. Im Leibasi. That's the point over here. Not that Zman Shastar Mechich had anything to do with Likush Teitze. We're saying different Lashonis. So now let's just analyze this. The first Lashon we said that if you say Likush Teitze Chamar Atiko, which just for argument's sake, which Rashi says means when I don't come back in 12 months, so Zok Rashi, even if you're Rabbi Yosi, you said that after 12 months, so it won't be Chal Mahayim. That's what Rashi says. Read the Rashi inside. Read it one more time inside. Rashi says, the lekel of mismach atap Rashi. The lekel of mismach zan shav mechiyach lov. The behedi amal likish aloy ava yehi get avaloy ma'achshav. That's what Rashi says. The pella is if the oilam would chazer. They remember Gemara that I am based on a base. The Gemara I am based on a base says the ikid demas la seifa zegidech la'achamis aloy amaklum. Said in the Mishnah before he says zegidech la'achamis aloy amaklum, and says the Amrav Huna of a divri Rav Yosi cheletzas. The fear of Rav Yosi is cheletzas. Why? Aiz la'achamisa. Teretz is Zman Shtarik Shachilav is Kilo. I said Mahayoyim. If a Kilo said Mahayoyim, the Loch is saying Mahayoyim Lachamisa. What's the Loch? It's a suffix, right? Because maybe it means Mahayoyim, maybe Lachamisa. So he says clearly it means it's a suffix. And the Gemara has a kasha. Pshita Melaseif for the Rabbanu Chalat. Rishon Amir says Pasha. Of course. What do you mean? It's very posh, but Rashi says not like that over here. Rashi over here, when I say la'acha misa, when I say la'acha 12 months, the ma'ach doesn't work. Ma'ach is a pellet. It's a pellet kasha Rashi. I don't have a teretz to Rashi. But what we do know is, if you see a small tais of I involve a base, everyone can look at our taisvis, I involve a base, I call ma'idim, right here, what we're learning right now on our sugya, zok taisvis, v'rab yesi get ve'ene get gedom le'el ba'acha misa. Taka, taisvis learns not like Rashi, which is basically refers to Gemara. The answer to Rashi, I don't know, but maybe Rashi learns that Rabbi is arguing on Rav Huna over there, but the Gemara says Pshita there, so it's a little schwer. But upon him, we're going to stay with that Ha'ara. Zot Gemara Vaita. Kisvu v'tnu get le'ishti im loy basik mikav ayubes chaydesh. So we had here another part of the Mishnah, which we didn't explain yesterday. The Mishnah says that if you say kisvu v'tnu get le'ishti, if I don't come back after 12 months, the halach is, he doesn't come back after 12 months, you can write the get. Let's say he wrote the get earlier. The Mishnah says it's no good. No good. Then it said, what happens if I say, that's if I said, then it's no good. Then it said, what happens if I say, if I don't come back after 12 months? The same thing, it says, ain't a get. Then it's Rabbi Yisi Yoyim, because they get. Now, what's Rabbi Yisi argue on? Both cases? What's he arguing on exactly? This has nothing to do with Manish Tam Chiyachalav. Here, he said, write the get after 12 months, and he wrote it before. So what's the... He didn't die here. He came back. He didn't come back. So you want to write a get. So it said in Tanakhama, it says, you wrote it too early, it's not a good get. So what's Pshat Rabbi Yisi? Omol le Rabbi Yemer le Rav Ashi. Lema kusav Rabbi Yisi, kostav get al tanai kosher. Maybe Rabbi Yisi holds that if you write a get al tanai, it's kosher. What does that mean? So Rashi says, v'afil lo yneskayim tanai. Now, that's poshut that Rabbi Yisi agrees to something called al tanai. But for some reason here, he holds mutter. So Rashi, da'ochu utziv alich talachi v'chaydush, v'heim kog v'kosvu, u'machshir Rabbi Yisi v'neim anam yirish apalik. Let him even argue on the first case. We have both these cases. Either where he says, if I don't come back, kisvu v'tanu, or kisvu v'tanu, if I don't come back. Either way, that it should be a... Rabbi Yisi should argue and hold that you're allowed to write it. Now, what would be pshat in this sad that he argues on both? What would be the pshat that there he could write even though it's a tanai? The teretz is that the reason is because Rabbi Yisi would hold that Mestoma, he doesn't care about the ksiva. He agrees to something called tanai. He doesn't care when the ksiva is. Lamai said at the end of the day, I agreed to give a get. He only gave the get after 12 months anyway. So what's if when you wrote the get? So Mestoma, you would say Rabbi Yisi is not chaylik on that part. He's not chaylik. Rabbi Yisi is not chaylik on the din that the ksiva has to be, that the ksiva has to be before, but the mestama, he doesn't care if the ksiva is afterwards. Loshon Ritva is, the mestama loy hikbid ala ksiva ela anasina. That was the Gemara's havmina. And for the Gemara, loyal. Oyle vaymlach, posel. Veshani hacha. So betem, Rabbi Yisi does agree. If I say ksiva before, you got to listen to me. But Vishani Hacha, here, since he switched the Tanai around, it's better. Now, how about the Meimar? If you look, the difference in the Tanai, he didn't say Imloi Basi Kisvu V'tanu. It's Kisvu V'tanu Imloi Basi. So Hachi Kamar, this is what he means to say. Kisvu Ma'achshav V'tanu. And then give Imloi Basi if I don't come back after 12 months. And that's Pshat Rabbi Yisi. Rabbanan Lo Yishnahachi, Lo Yishnahachi. Either way, he means after 12 months. It comes out like a new Machlaik of Jersey, the Rabbanan. If you say kisvu v'tanu before the tanai, but I meant to say kisvu v'tanu after the 12 months, but I said kisvu v'tanu before, what do I mean by that? Rabbi Yisi will say it means kisvu now and tanu afterwards, and Rabbanan Ho, lo yishtahachi, lo yishtahachi. That is what's going on here. That is the machlok, that's the machlok of Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, la'ach ha-shavua. If someone says, if I don't come back after Shemitah, then you should give a get. What does it mean after Shemitah? It means a shana. It means a year after Shemitah, that's when the cutoff point is, and if you didn't come back then, you give the get. If you say la'ach ha-shana, then it's a chaydish. Then you mean to say a month after the year. If you didn't come back, that's the cutoff date. La'ach ha-chaydish, then it's a Shabbos, a week. La'ach ha-shabbos, after a week, you say after a week, my, what's the halacha? Do you say, how much after the week is that called that the deadline? Yosef of Zerik Kamei Rav Asi, Amrilah Rav Asi Kamei Rav Yechonon, Amar, Chab B'Shaba, on Sunday, Vitrei, Vitlosa, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is still part of the, it's still not deadline. After Tuesday is a deadline, because That's still considered part of the Shabbos, like we know the Gabi Havdalah. So we come a Chavis Shabbos a tray with loss of Basel Shabbos. That is all part of the deadline. Above a Chamish Malah Shabbos, Kamish Shabbos. That's ready before the next Shabbos already. That's for the next Shabbos and the Gabi Havdalah. And we're saying here also, when it comes to a deadline, I say after the week. If I'm not back after a week, after this week, then you give a get. That means you get till Tuesday. So tomorrow, Vayta, Tanya, Rebbe Yomer. When it comes to a yontiv, you get 30 days after the yontiv. It's not clear why 30 days. Like the other ones, all have a pshat. Because Shemitah is 7 years, so it's a year. After a year, 12 months of the year, so after a month. And we said after a week, we said because it has to do 3 days after the Shabbos. What's the varach haregel? Maybe because Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, you talk about the yontiv, so after the yontiv, 30 days. But nothing of chia, darsh of shrei the Rebbe, v'kalsei. And they said, oh, gevaldik, kutzel yochid. M'shmei the rabbim, loy kalsua. When he said m'shmei the rabbim, the people did not accept it, because alma, less hilchus, like I was saying, we see the loch is not like that. You don't get 30 days after the regal. I can ask me, so how many days do you get after the regal? So what's the deadline after the regal? So I saw in the Ritva three different mahalchim. The Ritva says, one mahalch is that you go like the smallest amount we have, like Shabbos, 3 days. You get 3 days after the yontif. That's what the Ritva says. Then Ritva brings down, some say, it's just like by a week, it's a half a week. So by a month, by regal also, between regal to regal, you get a half the time between regal to regal. So there'll be a difference between Pesach and Shavuos, you'll get 25 days. And between Shavuos and Sukkot, I can't even figure it out. It'll be like 2.5 months. Then that's how much it'll be. That's the Abshari brings. And he brings down, Rabbi Chanan says 15 days. He says, I don't know why. Why 15? What's the chesed 15 days? Back upon him, there's the three Pshatim in the Ritva, or how long you have to wait. Hadun Allah, Perak Misha Chazui, for those that learned it, believe Neda. Okay. Now we're starting a new Perak, Perak Azairik. Most of the Klal Yisrael will be very familiar with this Perak. It's one of the most famous Perakim learned in Yeshiva, Perak Azairik. A lot about Kinyonim, about the Nesinus Aget, a very serious thing of Perak. Zok the Mishnah. Hazoirik get l'ishtoi. Someone throws a get to his wife. We know that it says by a get, v'nosam v'yoda. So the cost of the Sefer Krisis, you write a Sefer Krisis, v'nosam v'yoda, you put it into her hand, v'shulchum v'beisai, and you send her out of the house. So you see that a get needs an asina v'yoda. So you throw a get to your wife, v'hi b'sech beisa, she's in her house, or b'sech chatzer in her chatzer, ha'rezu megareshes. So loch is that she is megareshes. What does it mean, her house? Rashi says, nichsim alug is some property she brings in when she gets married, and it belongs to her still. Her husband eats the peiros, but the chatzer itself, the gufa chatzer itself, belongs to her. And therefore, the kinyan chatzer will work. And we'll see, the Gemara will have a kasha on that, but the kinyan chatzer will work. Now, why does she have to be there? Because we learn out from that it says Yad that she has to be next to the field. We'll see in the Gemara also about that. So I raise him a gereshes. Zorkula besoich beisoy, I would say chatzay roy. But if you throw the get while she is sitting in his house or his chatzer, and not into her hand, you throw it in front of her, afilu hu ima b'mita. Even if they're together, she's right there. Still, ain't a gereshes because you didn't give it to her hand and it's not her chatzer. What about the Sechekah or Sech Kalsa? Harezim Agreshes. If you throw it into her lap or into her basket, the halach is Harezu Migreshes. And we'll see why. Even though she's in his house, and we'll see why. Why is it Migreshes? So Zok the Gemara, Mnon Emili. How do we know that if you throw the first line of the Mishnah, says you throw a get to your wife and it's in her, she's in her house? She's there in her house, her chatzah, it's chal. So Mnon Emili really is, how do you know the get works when you throw into her chatzah? And really deeper than that is, this will be the makar, the kinyan chatzah all of a shas. We're very used to something called kinyan chatzah. Where's the makar for kinyan chatzah? This will be one of the makaris of kinyan chatzah. Mnon Emili, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. It says in the pasuk, v'nosam v'yoda, ein li ala yoda, you only see from here her hand. What about gaga, her roof, or chatzera, her courtyard, v'karfifa, or her porch, not porch, kafifa kamina, her, like one of a different type of yard, menayin, how do you know that these things are kaina, tamalayim, avinosan, mekomokoyim? It says vinosan, which means in any case, Rashi explains what's the drasha, but dashila ba'apinav shem, like siv v'yoda yitinenu. It's just that v'yoda yitinenu, mashla nasina kaldu. So vinosan, instead of saying v'yoda yitinenu, it's vinosan, that's much for any type of nasina. The yada, the kasvach mana, being dumb with the yada, Mr. Marisol daita kvarashu gamei. And why it says yada is because it has to be similar to yada. That's Mr. Marisol daita, or we'll see. You have to stand next to it. Akaponim, we'll see pshat in that halacha. But akaponim, we see from the word v'nasan, which sounds like any type of nesina, that kinyachatzah works. And the truth is, you say by ganav also, v'tanya nam yach gabi ganav, yada ain li eli yada. The pasuk says, im himatze timatze v'yada. So it says the if you find the gneva in his hand, so you only see Eliyada. How do you know if it's in his roof or his chatzer or his karfif? How do you know? That's also a gneva. If he puts it into his chatzer, he closes the door, he makes a maisa, he puts it, brings it to his chatzer, he doesn't pick it up, it just leads it to the chatzer, he closes the door. How do you know that? Yikaina, tamaleimar, he matzi to matzi, we call makam, it's mashman, any case. So we see two makaris for kinya chatzer, one by get and one by ganet. Now, why do you need both of them? Just once we have a makar kinyan chatzah, it shouldn't be enough. V'tzricha. Diyash bin get, I would say, m'shun v'al karcha megarash. You find you could force a issue to accept a get. So maybe that's why kinyan chatzah works. Avagan less v'al karcha, but gan does not work v'al karcha, imeloi. Maybe there you would not say that there's a din kinyan chatzah. If someone throws something into your property, it's not called geneva. So there it's not called v'al karcha, so maybe the chatzah would not work. V'yash bin ganev, you would say, m'shun v'kanser rechmano. By ganev, we're there. He brought something to his chatzer. There, it's a knas. It's not really kaina, but it's a knas. Therefore, we need both makaris that kinyan chatzer works. And Lamai said that is the makar for us that kinyan chatzer works.